Hey, are you asleep at the wheel of God's car? Hey, you can't be slumbering. You're never going to get anything, and you'll never go more with God. I'm going to tell you how to get that on the next More Faith, More Life podcast.
You were made for more than the status quo. I'm Pastor Steve Gray, and this is the More Faith, More Life podcast. This podcast is for Christians with an ambitious heart who want to be more for their family, do more with their career, and see more of God's promises in their life. I've spent many years as a worship artist, minister, nonprofit leader, bold truth speaker, and most importantly, father and spouse. When I was in my early 40s, I was craving more from God and more from life. I'd done everything I was supposed to do. My life was good, but it wasn't good enough. So I spent the following years diving into the Word of God and searching for the biblical principles that would bring me closer to God and help my purpose and life flourish. That's what I want to share with you. In every episode, you'll get practical tools based on real life experiences that you can put into action to redefine your faith and ultimately your life. So, if you're ready to do more, subscribe to More Faith, More Life, and hear an unfiltered biblical truth every week. It's time to be and experience more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another More Faith, More Life podcast with Kathy, my wife. Together, we want to talk about the great things of God and just pull you in tighter to what God is doing and give you understanding of what God's doing. And, you know, Kathy, there's a lot of Christian religious podcasts out there, and they're good. Everybody's trying to do well, and I've been interviewed recently by a lot of them for the new book, Mighty Like Gideon. The new book's out, by the way, Mighty Like Gideon. We might even mention Gideon today as we visit. But I don't know. They're pretty chit-chat, and you're pretty predictable. Right. It's still on the level of, I'm here to make you feel good about yourself.
Right.
I know they don't say that, but that's, you tear everything else away. Mm-hmm. And I'm different. I like to throw I like to do what Jesus did. He throws you into chaos and a crisis,
yes,
where you got to make a decision. And so he would tell parables or do things on purpose. Like, for instance, how about this? Did you ever notice how many times did he go heal somebody on the Sabbath? And then it caused a fuss and a riot or whatever, and they wanted to kill him. He healed him on the Sabbath. And they said, heal him on another day, not the Sabbath, because they felt like he was doing work. That's works, you know. And then I thought, well, why did he do it? I remember I used to preach, say, why didn't Jesus heal people on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
You know, it's because he was throwing him into a crisis to say, this is what the Sabbath is for. Right?
Yes.
The Sabbath is made for us to help us and heal us and deliver. So he did that. He threw him in crisis on purpose. So he'd heal on the Sabbath just to upset him, and then he could do a good teaching.
Well, you know, I know someone else who kind of preaches like that.
Yeah, I know. And
put people in a crisis, which gets results.
It gets results. They have to make a decision. A lot of people have made it. Thousands around the world have drawn just closer to the Lord.
Right.
You know, I just inspire them to be closer to the Lord.
Right.
And so you have a scripture today.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I can throw us in a crisis or chaos, but let's see what you
all
got
right,
today.
Well,
what do you got?
From Romans 13, verse 11, and it says, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believe. It's time, the hour has come to wake up from our slumber.
Yeah, right. And, well, if the time has come then,
yeah.
I mean, the time has come now.
Now, oh, definitely.
I mean, that's a scripture that's forever.
Right, it's
for everybody
now.
Forever. Yeah. It's always time to wake up from your slumber and get involved in what God's doing. So there it is, understanding the present time. You know what? I could do another book ad for that one.
Yeah.
That's what this book is. I don't know if they can see it or not, but if you only knew, A Guide for the Clueless Generation. Go to SteveGrayMinistries.com, and you can get it. What is that book? That is Understanding the Present Time. We're clueless.
Excellent, yeah.
And that's if people that are clueless can easily sleep away their lives.
Yes.
And so Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans and said, you know, you need to understand the present time. What is the present time? Time to wake up from your sleep.
Yeah.
And Mighty Like Gideon book, too, I have a chapter that I don't know what the title of it, I can't remember, but it's about understanding your now moment.
Yes.
And you know what a now moment is?
Oh,
a now moment is now.
Yes.
And if you wait too long, it's no longer now. Do you know, I believe, even our listeners and those listening to this, just the majority of people I've met miss what God is doing.
That's right.
And they think God's not doing or not speaking.
They're sideline Christians.
Yeah,
aren't
and
they?
Yes. And the reason is because they're not now people with God. They're just not not used to now moments. I'll think about it, or I'll pray about it.
Right.
I'll dwell on it. Mm-hmm. I'll seek the Lord and I'll pray about it. And but you know, you remember the story we told about our favorite lady who years ago helped us get started in the ministry and blessed us so much. Sister
Louise Copeland.
Yeah, I can say her name. And she got us going. And remember that time we were with her and one of her workers or people in the church came with something that they wanted to do or should do or she should do. And they brought it to her attention. And they said, when they said it, what do you think about this or that, whatever it was? And she just gave them an answer. And they said, aren't you going to pray about it? And remember what she said.
Yes.
You can tell them.
Yeah. She said, I don't have to pray about it. I have the mind of Christ. And I'm in communication with him. And I know.
Yeah. She said, I don't have to pray about it. I have the mind of
everything.
Christ. And so, yes, we're praying people.
Yes.
But most of our prayer should be communicating with God and reinforcing Him, magnifying the Lord, glorifying the Lord, and reinforcing Him, because we do have principalities and powers in the heavenly places, evil spirits,
right?
And so when we pray and magnify and just talk about how great God is, reinforce, God, you're great. God, you're doing great. God, you've done great. You are great. You are good.
Yeah.
We need to put that in the air. And so a lot of our prayer should be that direction. And there's going to be times when we do need to ask for things.
Right.
But slumbering people that pray, all they do is go and ask for stuff.
Yeah.
Tell their problems, ask for stuff, want help, and then go back to slumbering again. And they're missing it. Like, God is speaking. God is doing things.
Always.
But slumber people that are in the slumber mode, they don't hear and they don't know, because if God... Here comes chaos.
Okay.
If God would tell most of our listeners, or a lot of them, even pastors and leaders and worship leaders, all the list, if God would tell them something today that He wanted them to do, they wouldn't do it today. They wouldn't start today. They'd think about it, right?
Yes.
And Jesus knew that, because you remember what Jesus said, and I love this scripture so much. He said, you all say, 4 more years. And then the harvest, you know, well, you got
four more months.
I mean, I'm sorry, 4 more months.
Yeah.
And then the harvest.
Yeah.
And he said, no, 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 don't give yourself 4 more months. He said, the harvest is ready right now.
Right now.
And that's the chaos that most people that in Christianity around the world are in.
Yeah.
They always give themselves more time. And if you give yourself too much time, you go back to sleep again and slumbering. And I don't like to live that way.
You know how
I live. obviously.
Yeah.
I'm seeking the Lord right now for some stuff. So I don't know the answer. I don't know the direction on it. So yes, there's time to seek the Lord. But I don't seek the Lord for answers or blessings. I seek the Lord for Him.
Yes.
And once I get to Him, maybe I can ask a question.
Right.
But go ahead. You were going
to. But also, when you get to Him and you spend that time with Him, the heavens are open above you all the time. And then you know, because you have that open relationship with Him. So lots of times when an issue arises or a decision has to be made, you are already flowing with God, and you don't have to say, well, let me pray 4 more months about it.
Right.
Because you've established that part of your ministry to Him, you get to think like Him.
Yeah, so the non-slumbering Christian, I guess, the person who's...
Stay awake there.
But instead of... the slumber, the person that's just asleep to God mostly, and then they wake up to ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope you get it. If it's a good thing, if your motives are right and you're in trouble, you're sick or you need money or whatever, I hope you get it. But that's not a good lifestyle. You don't wake up just to ask for something, like the kids, teenagers or whatever, or kids that ignore their parents and they're in their own world and they're always on their phone, but they wake up because they want to go to the prom and want to dress. I say that because, you know.
Yeah, you've had daughters. You've had girls in your life.
And And I've bought a lot of prom dresses for people.
Yeah.
Girls over the years. You helped me, of course. You went with me. Remember, we would take a girl that I knew she couldn't afford it. Couldn't afford the dress.
Yeah.
And they can be expensive.
Right.
And wonderful girls and teenagers that went to our church. And you and I would take them out shopping. Well, we've done that not for prom. We've taken shopping, just to take them shopping. Yeah. But we, you know, so I get all that, you know. But the kid who has a good parents, good home and everything, and they just wake up because they want something, and then they go back to sleep again to the family, parents, and God, and the, you know, youth leaders or whatever, or church.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
No.
And that's why if you live in that lifestyle, the slumbering Christian, then you're not ever going to really hear God, and you don't get to do what God would have you to do. You don't get to get, a lot of times, a lot of preachers preach on your destiny, you know, finding your destiny, but it's time to wake up. And so Jesus said, the time is now. Stop your 4 month slumbering or waiting or waiting on God all the time. Yeah. If God's told you to go do it.
Yeah.
And you know, you and I were talking about this too. Now, most of the stuff that God is going to talk to people about is not, I got to pick a country. I'll just say South America. It's not a country.
That's a continent.
You know, all of a sudden you think, oh, I think God's sending me to South America. I better go now. Bye, everybody. Leave kids' job. No. You know what? Almost everybody's going to hear God wakes you up from your slumber, or you wake yourself up from slumber, and he's going to talk about your character.
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
The person you are. The person he is, he's going to share with you. The person you are, he's going to open your eyes to it. Because the last thing we need is somebody going to South America to try to do something for God that has no character.
Yeah.
Or they haven't been developed.
Right.
They don't even walk in the spirit of the Holy, you know, walk in the Spirit and you'll not gratify the lust of the flesh or the flesh. You know, the things of the Spirit, why would we want them to go and be a jerk down there? I mean, if you're a jerk here, or you're a nothing slumbering person here, why would we? Well, I guess we could send you there just to get you out of our hair. but I mean, get it?
Right.
I mean, if you're slumbering here, the last thing we need to do is represent our church or that your church or whatever and go slumber there.
Mm-hmm.
So what Paul is saying is it's time to wake up. Obviously, there were believers that he's writing to in the book of Romans.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have talked about slumbering if they weren't slumbering. Right. It's time to wake up.
Yeah.
It's
wake up, oh sleeper.
Yeah.
Wake up, oh sleeper. That's what, you know, the Bible is full of that phrase, actually, even in the Old Testament. Wake up. Oh sleeper. So God's shouting it.
Yeah. And so we get to the point where we think, well, God's no longer speaking. Oh. Have you had people say, God no longer does miracles? God no longer speaks. We have the prophets of old, but we don't have prophets today. That's another subject. Some of them need to go back to sleep. Some of the prophets that are walking around saying, God told me. But God does speak today, and he's speaking to he wants to speak to people listening right now. And if you're having trouble listening, check. It could be you're slumbering. And the reason it's hard to hear is because God knows you're not going to do anything anyway. Or my favorite, he already told you stuff, and he never did it. You're slumbering. You never got around to it. I don't know what you're waiting for. But, you know, some people, Kathy, are waiting for God to do something else so they can do something now. To think, well, you know, you got to do something more. And really, what is there left for him to do if he died on the cross?
Yeah.
He sent his Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
And he's given us churches everywhere, pastors and leaders everywhere, whether you feel like you got a good one or not so good one. It doesn't matter. You can just run the radio dial and hear people preaching and teaching on the Bible. So really, what are you waiting for him to do? He's done everything he needs to do. Now, you need to get your now moment.
Yes.
And what can you do
now?
You say, well, I'm waiting for a door to open so I can be a missionary to Putin in Russia or somebody, whatever, you know, okay, but you're never going to get there. God goes in stages, and he says, if you're faithful in little, then I know you'll be faithful in much. Mm-hmm. If you'll be faithful in little, then he'll give you more, okay? So the key is, when he says, if you'll be faithful in little, He knows you'll be faithful in much.
Yeah.
So faithful is really important. But that means most people are going to start where? Little. Most people start with little.
Yeah.
And if you're faithful in little, then you graduate to that. So grab your now moment. Wake up from your sleep.
Grab it.
And do, what can you do now?
Right.
Referring back to the book Mighty Like Gideon, that's exactly what God, the angel, told Gideon. He said, go in the strength you have. He didn't say, go in the strength I'll give you. I probably would have been out of it too if I didn't know that.
Right.
I'd be in the wine press with Gideon, doing all the sifting and all that stuff with the grain, and think, well, you know, when God makes me a mighty warrior, God teaches me, or just, how about this? I supernaturally comes on me and I can throw a spear now, or I can slay a giant, or I can run really fast. You know, like there's people in the Bible, like Elijah, remember, he could run really fast. He ran down from the mountain really fast. And what about Samson? I forgot the number, but he tied the tails of foxes together or something. And, I can't remember how many he slayed. But, you know, so, okay, when I can do that, run faster, jump higher. Remember when we were kids and they had keds?
Yeah. Well, I think they still have keds.
Tennis shoes. I don't know what they call the tennis shoes. Remember,
I think the brand still is.
Okay, but when we were kids, I remember when they first came out.
Yeah.
You run faster and jump higher if you buy those shoes.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting for God to give us special shoes.
Yeah.
Or special something. And but most people, almost everybody, can't even think of anybody that doesn't start with little.
That's right.
On your faith level, do what you can do by faith now.
Right now.
And this is not my subject, but let's be clear on this and more chaos and crisis.
Yes.
Do you know what most people can do now? A lot of them can't sing.
No.
A lot of them can't preach. But what they can do, they know how to spend money.
That's right.
They already know how. They're going to spend money today. When this broadcast is over, podcast is over, a lot of them will go out and they'll spend money. You already know how. And then when it comes to God, though, you don't want to spend money on God. But that's, you already know, that's something you can do. And that's little to God. Giving gifts to God or giving tithes and offerings or whatever that is, however you believe that is, you can already do that, but people don't.
Yeah.
If they would be faithful in that little, and you know, here we got Steve Gray Ministries, and .com, and you can give gifts to our ministry.
Right.
I can't even think we've done it. I've done 100 of these, and I don't think I've ever asked for any money.
No,
I should probably. I mean, some people are really good at it too, but
yeah, they are.
But. So gifted in getting money out of people.
We never developed that little manipulative gift.
Well, remember, you remember we were in Detroit.
Yes.
Years ago.
I'll never
forget. We were ministering in a church in Detroit, downtown Detroit. Not a very safe neighborhood, but we ministered there. After the service, I prayed for people and did all that. And, I liked the pastor. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
But he came up to me and just startled me. And I don't know what I was thinking, but he came to me and said, Steve, I'd like to pray and teach you. He said, I'd like to help you get the gift of getting offerings, collecting money.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, I was a fool.
I know. You didn't take him up on it.
I didn't take him up on it. I said,
What were you thinking?
I was young and my mind wasn't on getting money.
No.
Maybe I should have, but anyway, people, that is something. The people listening today, you can do that. I know it doesn't sound, almost doesn't sound Christian-y, and you're talking about money, and a lot of people think the Spirit of the Lord leaves when you talk about money.
Yeah.
And I'm, you could give to us right now. Just load it on us. Just lay it on us. But that's not my point. My point is it's something you do every day. You use your credit card. You give cash. You write a check.
Right.
You go online and order something, and you already got your credit card in Amazon, which that's kind of fun doing that.
You can't do like this now. I'm a grandma, and I do instead of walking in my sleep, I Amazon shop in my sleep, I buy all these toys and toddler crafts and little books.
Yeah.
I wake up the next day, and there I order them so they arrive overnight. And the next day, I have no recollection, and I open the front door.
I know, and there they are. And also, I need to admit something to you.
What?
I kind of like Amazon, how it works. It's so easy.
I know.
But I need to, you know why it's so easy for me?
Yeah, why?
Because it's your credit card.
You don't understand.
It's yours, and my Amazon is mirrored yours. So it's really your Amazon on my phone. So if I order something on Amazon, it comes under your name and your credit card. I never see what, I don't even know.
But yours is mine and mine is yours. So honey, it all comes out of the same pot.
Yeah, but it just.
In the end.
Yeah, but when I do it, it feels so good. Because I feel like, hey, this is free to me. But it's so easy. Mm. It's so easy today.
Yeah,
okay, so this is not about money. It's about what can you do that's little.
Right.
But there's other things. You can, you talked about grandkids and kids. You can minister to kids in your church.
That's right.
You can go change diapers. I know that's no fun. I don't do that anymore, even for our grandkids. I got a smooth way of.
Yeah. He takes care of them.
But, take care of kids.
Yeah.
You can be an usher. You can serve people, hospitality. You can give money to people that you know are in trouble financially. Mm-hmm. I like it a different way. I like people to alert, this is just me, alert the church, one of our pastors or me, that somebody is in trouble financially,
right.
And then give it to the church.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, you get tax break if you give it to the, IRS type mm-hmm. thing, but most people don't care anymore. Yeah. But and then let the church bless them is better because mm-hmm. then you're not being recognized as the blesser. Mm-hmm. You don't know where the money came from, but anyway. Mm-hmm. I want to get off money. I'm sorry. I'm on money. But giving. Taking care of people.
Wake up.
Help people.
Quit slumbering.
Yeah.
And help.
Yeah. And help people. Just, in other words,
pick
something that may appear little that you can already do, and God will give you more. And He will, it might feel humbling because it's like, so little. Even I don't even have that much money, or whatever. I don't have that much giftings or whatever. Take the little and make it precious. To God and do what you can do, and God will elevate you and give you more because He knows if you're faithful in the little, you'll be faithful if He gives you more. But it also says if you're not faithful in the little, you'll not be faithful even if He gave you more.
Right.
So God's an investor. He doesn't waste. He doesn't want to waste gifts, money, whatever it is, on people who are not going to do anything with it. So that's what I like about this scripture, understanding the present time.
Yes.
Time to wake up out of your slumber and do what you can do and be what you can be. Mm-hmm. Gideon had to go in what he already was. Go in the strength that you have, and God will bless you with more. You like that?
I love that.
Thank you for chatting with me today and all you that watched. And I hope you just keep watching every single time. Go on to SteveGrayMinistries.com. Check out the books and products. And until next time. More faith, more life? Yep, you bet. Bye-bye.